you look at the Indiana Grown initiative relaunching, you mentioned the high-tech initiative that you'll be, more information will be coming in a couple of months. What is the future for Indiana agriculture, and what are some of the things that we can anticipate to see as it begins and continues to flourish?
Well, over the next few months, with all my colleagues in agriculture, I'll be leading a strategic planning exercise that'll be unveiled many, many months from now. We don't even have a timeline done yet on it. And that's going to tell us more. But you look at what is happening naturally. We know that we're going from 7 to 9 billion on the planet. Most people do not know that some of the peak demand for protein will be in about 2025. So the here is now. I mean, this is when we have to ramp up to meet those needs. And who better than Indiana with our terrific financial and business climate. You know, I think the agricultural leadership, and I'm really speaking of our friends in the commodity organizations and Farm Bureau and others, get along famously. We're doing so many things right, and so help me, if I have anything to do with it, Indiana's going to take a lead in this because it's rightfully our place, and I think we're proving it with the likes of DuPont Pioneer, its hybrids, and all the many, many other aspects of Indiana agriculture. It is our time.